It's Friday, September 23rd, 2011. I'm Bill Crozier, Vice Chair of the Pacifica National Board, filling in for Summer Reese, who has had some transportation difficulties and should be here later today. And it's 2:11 p.m. Eastern Time. Starting a little late, sorry for the delays in getting lunch. Appreciate everybody's patience. So we're about to get started. If you have any side conversations, I ask you to please be super quiet or go out in the hall or something like that. It was kind of distracting this morning when we had side conversations. So just ask your indulgence with that.
And no interruptions.
Right, no interruptions. Okay, thank you. And let's see. Is Sophia here?
Bill?
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I just wanted to.
Cameron?
Try to get this.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Now, I asked that.
All fellow board members, you have a menu that says luncheon menu, Pier 7 on black and white paper. If you don't have one, please let Marcel know so we can get one to you. The purpose of this paper is for tomorrow's lunch. You must fill your name at the top, circle your lunch preference. If it's even if you get the sheet and you're vegetarian, please put on the paperwork that you're vegetarian so Marcel will know for your lunch to be prepared for you accordingly for tomorrow. But please have it back to us within the meeting. I'll come around, just raise them up. I'll come and pick them up from you so we can get them back because the general manager from the catering service will be back down at 3 o'clock to pick it up. Okay.
And if you filled one in last night, you don't need to do it
if
again,
you have,
right?
If you've already turned it in to Marcel, you're good. I'm just talking about anybody that got one and didn't know what it was for.
Thank you.
Now ask them, who can repeat back to you what was just said?
You're never going to repeat me as an announcer. No.
Okay. Afia's not back from lunch yet. I think she got served late. Kathy, can you go ahead and call the roll, and we'll turn it back over to Afia when she gets here.
Okay.
Secretarial duties.
Ken Aaron.
Here.
Is that Terry Allen?
Present.
Oh, Teresa Allen. Okay, no wonder it didn't look right. Jessica Apollinar.
Here.
Rodrigo Argueta. Nia Bediaco.
Present.
Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Carolyn Burden.
Here.
Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Kathy Davis. Here. Heather Gray.
Here.
I'm sure. Campbell Johnson. Efia Nwangaza. Kimmery Orndorff.
Present. He just went.
Present.
Oh, okay. That didn't sound right. Laura Privis.
Here.
Marcel Reed.
Present.
Summer Reese. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Dan Siegel.
Here.
Alex Steinberg.
Present.
Andrea Turner.
Absent.
Bruce Wolf.
Here.
Arlene Engelhardt.
Present.
Laverne Williams.
Present.
Okay. We have a quorum.
So we're missing Campbell. Is Campbell back yet from lunch? Okay. And Arlene and Laverne,
here.
You're both here, right?
Yes.
Thank
and Afia is now here.
And Afia's back.
Okay. I didn't know where to take it, so I put it on the app.
And excuse absence requests. I believe we had one from Summer Reese, who should be in later today. We hope she's having trouble with getting a flight here. And Andrea Turner was ill. Was that correct?
Yes.
She's ill. That's right.
Okay. Any objections to excusing those two people? And I see that Campbell has arrived. So.
What is
And Afia's here, right? Thank you. Okay. All right. Thank you all for making it back here. And apologize for those of you who might be listening on the stream. Again, we were delayed on lunch and appreciate your patience. We have on the advanced agenda, we have public comment for 2 o'clock. So let me just ask who's here that wants to speak during public comment. Okay. We only have 2 people so far. So would it be okay with you if we delay that a little while? Okay, from 2 to 3?
Point of information, if I may.
I'm sorry, who was that?
That was me.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Kathy. Yeah.
What is Pomodoro?
Tomato.
Tomato, thank you.
Okay, we have in your book, the board book, we have the draft agenda for the open session. Yeah, and we do have quorum. Notice that. We had an executive session this morning, and so we're down at the bottom of page one of the agenda, open session 1 to 2. Call to order, which I just did. Roll call, we just did that. We did excused absences. We need a timekeeper for this afternoon, at least. Who would like to be keep time for us? Oh, okay, I'll do that in a second. Who would like to keep time, though?
I'll try and keep time.
Teresa, okay, thank you.
Just this time.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Who's
too cold? Raise your hand. Who's too warm? Raise your hand. Okay. Who's okay? I don't know. I seem to be kind of mixed, so. Oh, I see. I don't know if somebody wants to ask the, I guess go up the lobby and ask, do you know, Marcel, who we need to talk to about the?
Anil.
Oh, okay. He did come in.
And
okay.
He just came in and raised it 2 degrees. I just saw him do it.
He just raised it.
So maybe that will help. Okay, thank you.
Right.
All right. Somebody requested we, we'll go around the room and just identify ourselves. Okay, should we do that real quickly? Just state your name and where you're from. Lydia, you want to start? Just tell everybody their public who's here.
Lydia Brazan, listener director from KPFK in Los Angeles.
Heather Gray from WRFG in Atlanta, an affiliate director on the board.
Tracy Rosenberg, KPFA, Berkeley.
I wish I were a better person.
Alex?
Alex Steinberg, listener delegate from WBAI in New York.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Oh, Carolyn Burden, listener delegate from the same station, WBAI in New York.
Ken Aaron, KPFK director, listener sponsor.
Bruce Wolf, WPFW.
Teresa Allen, KPFT in Houston, Texas.
I'm Jessica Polinat from KPFT in Houston.
And Kathy Davis from WBAI in New York.
Ifia Wangaza, WMXP, LP, Greenville, South Carolina, affiliate director.
I'm Bill Crozier, listener director from KPFT in Houston and vice chair of the national board.
Arlene Engelhardt, Executive Director, National Office.
Laura Privistap, Rep for KPFA.
Dan Siegel, Listener Director, KPFA.
Wow. Nia Bediako, WBAI. I'm sorry. Campbell made me laugh. Nia Bediako, WBAI. Listener Rep. I'm sorry.
Campbell Johnson, Listener Rep, WPFW, Washington, D.C.
Marcel Reed, WPFW.
Rodrigo Argueta Vargas from KPFK, Los Angeles, California.
Leslie Bethune, KPFT, Houston.
And we skipped Lavorne, I believe.
No. Skip two?
Lavorne.
Sorry, I was distributing Teresa's gifts.
Thank you.
Lavorne Williams from the Pacifica Foundation. Everybody knows me here, the CFO.
And I hope we're all still smiling at the end of the session and the end of the meeting, so thank you. Okay. Did we miss anybody else? Kimberly, tell everybody where you are, who you are, and where you're from. We just did introductions again.
It's a joke. Final frontier.
First of all, does anybody else need a menu for tomorrow?
Kimberly's from WPFW.
I'm from WPFW.
Okay. Next on the agenda is agenda approval for the, this is for the whole rest of the meeting, the open session today through Monday. So please look at your agenda, and I hope we'll not spend a whole lot of time on agenda approval, but so that, Lydia?
Oh, I was getting a menu.
Okay.
Yes.
So, you know, again, my suggestion is if we don't spend a whole lot of time on this and get too carried away in extended discussions, I hope we'll get all the way through the agenda. But, of course, there's no guarantee of that. But I hope we don't have to spend a whole lot of time moving things around on the agenda. Anybody want to make any changes?
Yeah,
Kathy?
Lydia,
yeah, okay.
Yeah. Okay, so I have a motion to notice a bylaws amendment. And I had requested that be tomorrow. And so I am recommending that we put it in an appropriate place, but I don't know how many other changes there will be to tomorrow's agenda. As long as it's tomorrow, it needs to start. We don't have much of a choice. We're at the end of the year. I kept putting it off, waiting for the other amendments. And as we know from coordinating committee, that never came to fruition. So it has to be noticed October 1st in order to air for 60 days, which takes us to December 1st, in order to have an amendment passed this year.
Okay,
and there are nine directors, so okay. It's not just
okay. This
me.
Doesn't. This won't require any decision on our part other than to make the declare the notice date, right? So we
right.
don't need
it's
to
just
this,
to vote
time
October
for
1st
amendments.
As notice date, and we don't really have an option, so.
Okay, and I assume that this would also include other proposed amendments that come in within the next few days?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right.
I mean, we can add that to
so
the
do you
wording.
Want to add that
I don't
at the
have
end?
Any objection to that.
Point of parliamentary procedure. I don't
yes,
believe
Alex?
That needs to be an agenda item. I think you can simply notice something by announcing it during the meeting.
No, according to the bylaws, the board has to vote for the notice
I think
date.
That's right. We need to decide when the notice date is. And so... Because it's only one allowed per year.
Yeah, so it's a minor
and
items.
And this is about the last time we can do it for this year,
exactly.
Effect. But so do you want to schedule it for a time certain at the end of the day tomorrow or something? Or Sunday?
I'll leave it up to the discretion of the...
You're just worried in case we don't get all the way through the agenda, right? So that we get
I'm
to
just
it.
Saying, yeah, a time certain for tomorrow, before the adjournment of the meeting.
Tomorrow or...
Tomorrow, Saturday.
Okay.
For mine, you guys can do it anytime
okay.
at the end of the year.
Are there any objections to having it at the end, the last thing tomorrow, time certain, just before we adjourn? No objections? Okay. Can you remind us when we get close to that
sure.
time tomorrow? Okay. Other changes to the agenda? Nia?
Yes, Bill, you know, I had sent this out before. The list of things I think should be added there, the personnel committee purpose, that's missing. To put that back on the agenda, along with the personnel committee report. I mean, this is just stuff that I wrote that was just ignored. Nobody responded or anything. So I hate to bore you with this.
Okay, and I apologize. The committee, the personnel committee purpose, you're right. It was in the last agenda. We didn't get to it. And
okay.
there was another. Was there another item we left
and,
out?
The archives budget, that was approved. Did you take that off before it got put in the book? That was already approved.
That's correct.
Okay, the other thing is... the budgets are going to be distributed now. Some of them are going to be distributed now.
Aren't they on the flash drive?
Okay. So this is it here that we just got? Okay.
I thought so.
All righty.
Okay. Well, let's do one at a time. Are there any objections to adding? Well, we shouldn't have to because it was deleted by accident. The personnel committee, the motion on personnel committee purpose. Any objections putting that back in? I guess it's the first item under the personnel committee report?
Yes.
Okay.
And to strike the archives budget approval.
Because it's already approved.
Right.
And there's no other action we need to take on that. Is that correct? Okay.
Right.
Any objections to either of those two?
What was the first one?
First one is to add back into the agenda under personnel committee report the motion that came from the committee on the purpose of the personnel committee.
Okay.
And I've got it in the last month's agenda. It was deleted from here. Was that all you had, Nia?
Yeah. Since there is hardly, I don't want to disrespect anybody. There's hardly any members of the public here. Maybe we should move that to maybe after the CFO report, maybe adjourn something.
Well, I don't know if any of the public have to leave at a certain time. We had put 2 to 3 for public comment, so if there's no objection, then we'll just delay that to later today. Is that what you're suggesting, Nia?
To at least have more public, because people are working. That's
okay. I just don't want to exclude anybody that may have only came for an hour for that. But if you, what time do you want to propose it for? Okay, so the last hour.
I think we may want to reserve the last hour for parliamentary business in case there's something urgent that comes up.
How about
point of information?
Because rather than doing the public session, you're going to go. The other item will come at 2 to 3, so it's the same thing.
Okay, I just hope we can come up with a time we can agree on, so we don't have to have a big discussion on when it is. So
what time do we have to go to the event?
5:30.
We need to finish about 5, right?
Point of information.
We need to adjourn by about 5 today. And so,
how about discussion?
7 to 9.
Discussion on when public comment is?
Are we talking about public comment?
Yes.
And it's on the agenda, and public has been told that it's between 2 and 3.
Yeah.
So how
we could
about
do it. We could do it right
three,
now if you want.
Start at 2:45. I mean, you're talking about moving it to the end of the day, but that's not when it's publicized. So why would we do that? If somebody comes in at 3:05 because they know it's public comment, then we should let them speak. So I'd say
I don't have a problem with doing it after as soon as we finish agenda approval, but okay. If that's what you're saying. But Nia made a motion to delay it, and so that's okay with you.
There's hardly any members of the public here.
Tracy had her hand up first, and then Kimberly. Well, actually, Kathy had her hand up first. Or did you want to talk about something else?
Even before. No, I wanted to add to the agenda the discussion on audio port.
Let's set it out on this one first, on public comment.
You called my name.
Well, I did because you were on the stack, but I thought you wanted to speak on this particular motion.
No, I had my own.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. So, could you restate your motion, Nia?
It's now 2:29, right? So that means that we're half an hour into public comment, and there, how many people who are here?
Two.
Oh my goodness. So, I mean, it just seems to make more sense to me to do it later, maybe 4:00. I don't know.
3:30?
The
public knows what it is.
Okay, Tracy had her hand up, and then is it about
make
this motion? Well, Tracy was first, though.
Okay.
Half and half, 30 and 30?
Tracy?
Yeah, I mean, let's not forget we have public comment sessions scheduled on Saturday, on Sunday, and on Monday as well. I think as much as possible we should stick to the published comment times that we published. I think that's the most considerate thing that we could do. I have no problem with moving it from 2 to 3, considering that we got a late start, but I think we should leave well enough alone. And it is not easier for people to come at 4:00 than at 3:00 if they have daytime jobs anyway. Probably people that work during the week will be participating in public comment on Saturdays and Sundays, and we have time allotted for that.
Okay, so you're proposing 3:00. Is that an amendment or a clarification to that? Are there any objections to that?
Yeah.
Any objections to 3:00 for public comment? Okay. So can we agree on the amended motion to have public comment at 3:00? No objections? Okay, thank you. Kathy?
Yes. Perhaps it's on the agenda, but I didn't see it, the open session discussion on audio port.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Where do you want to put that?
I don't know where it might fit on today's agenda, but I would.
Or tomorrow?
It could be tomorrow's agenda, I guess. Perhaps either before or after the committee reports.
How long do you think it'll take?
Ken was the one who raised
it. Should be a new business. Is it a new business?
Yeah. Well, no, we were discussing it in. I don't know.
It is kind of a new business item, but, you know, if it's up to the group to decide where to put it on the agenda.
I thought it was important to talk about.
Ken?
Yes, it's new business, but it's of an immediate nature,
yeah.
So we don't want to lose audio port again for 24 hours. So at the chair's discretion, we could discuss it this afternoon. I think there's a possibility we'll have some extended time based on less public comment period. So
okay.
Maybe we could put it in today.
Where do you want to put it?
Oh, I don't know.
How about after management?
I remember my other day.
Okay. After?
After the management report and before
okay.
the adjournment.
Okay.
Great. Yeah, after the management report.
Okay. Any objections to putting it after the management report? Okay. And?
No, you're talking today.
So it's item number 4.
Oh, yeah.
Roman numeral 4 after management report.
Right. After management report today. That's after item number 3. Okay. And then Nia remembered something else she was going to say.
Was this motion about the minutes, this whatever minutes discussion that we keep having here, where was that?
Microphone, please, Nia.
Sorry. The minutes, recording of the minutes, is this still on this agenda?
Yes, it's 2A and 2B. It's right after minutes approval.
Okay.
Right there.
Thank you.
Okay. Heather, did you say you had a motion you wanted to present?
Yes.
Okay. This is the time to say where you want to put it on the agenda.
Use your microphone.
You don't have to give us the details. We just need to put it on the agenda somewhere.
Yes, this is a resolution asking that the board support efforts to abolish the death penalty in the United States.
Okay.
So, but I don't know where it would be a good place to put it on the agenda.
Normally, that would go into new business, but you know, if the board agrees to put it somewhere else, I don't think it'll require a lot of discussion time. So, just make a motion where you want to put it, and we'll see. First thing under new business, perhaps? I don't know.
First thing under new business would be great. that's tomorrow? Is that tomorrow?
It's wonder if we get to new business.
When we get to new business.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Are there any objections to that, Lydia?
Yeah, I think it should be tomorrow or Sunday because the new business might not come up until Monday. And because it is of such an important issue for our general listenership, that whatever public is here would probably really gain from that and be buoyed by that, considering what we've been through this week with that issue. So either Saturday or Sunday, and I defer to the chair to make a recommendation.
Okay.
But on one of those 2 days. But the new business, even first item, might take us into Monday, so... A time certain for either Saturday or Sunday.
Afternoon.
Afternoon. All right. Right now we're just discussing this again. So when to put the resolution for abolishing the death penalty up on the agenda. Rodrigo, did you want to comment on that or you had something else? How about first thing Sunday, first thing under open session Sunday?
I was going to say right after lunch so we have more people.
Okay.
So the first thing after lunch on Sunday. I'm certain.
Okay, any objections to that?
Sunday?
Sunday after lunch.
Lunch, right, Sunday. Okay, other changes to the agenda. Rodrigo?
Yeah, it has to do with the Pacifica Racing Nationality Policy. So it's now under new business, but this is a really old business, actually, and that hasn't been implemented. It's not a motion, actually. It's just, the implementation of the Pacifica Racing Nationality Policy. So we can probably move a little bit before, so we don't...
I suggest that we move it as part of the executive director's report because... implementing that is falls under the direction of the executive director. So an item right after her report.
At the end of the executive director report?
That's right.
Okay, was there a second? Well, yours is already on the agenda. So is there a second to Lydia's motion to move it there?
Second.
Okay, are there any objections to that?
Object.
Okay. Discussion on moving it there? We're talking about moving item 8E on the agenda, which is on page 11 of the agenda. It's the motion from Rodrigo Huerta on the Pacific Eurasian nationality policy. So the motion is to move it up on the agenda to after the ED or at the end of the ED report.
What page is it on?
11.
This is a motion that was already passed. This is about just implementation of a passed motion.
Okay. Well, you want to motivate your motion then, Lydia, about putting it there?
The fact that X number of years ago we passed a policy having to do with Spanish language programming in the network, and what we want to know is what is the response from management in terms of any plans to implement it in whatever form. And so it seems reasonable that that would be at the end of the, after Arlene has given her report, that we could query.
Okay. Other discussion on this? Oh, yeah, point of information, Kathy?
Yes, I just have a... was this at the same time that we started the Spanish language, the news program, that this was done, or is this separate?
Yeah, that's correct.
It's just the same time.
Right.
Okay, Alex?
I just object on the general grounds that I don't want to see the agenda turn topsy-turvy because somebody has a topic that they want placed higher than should be on the agenda. If there are questions of the ED related to this, they can certainly be asked. I don't see why this has to be thrown into the agenda just for that.
Okay. Rodrigo?
Well, if there is no need to bring it up, then that's fine, you know. So who wants to be part of the task force to implement it? Then that would be my question.
But so, it is on the agenda.
It is on the agenda, yeah. So precisely we had to deal with it, you know, if it is, you know, the most appropriate place, you know, after, you know, ED intervention, then they should be there. It's just a matter of how we are going to work to implement a motion that was passed 6 years ago. That's the issue.
Can we call the?
Okay.
Can we just take a hand vote and how many of us agree that we can move it at the end of the executive director's report? Might cut the process short.
That's agreeable, everybody. We can do that. All in favor?
Point of information.
Okay, this is page 11. Yeah, it's E.
Point of information.
The same here. Yes, Teresa.
Okay, on page 11 of 13, I see not only the. Isn't this a motion on the,
no,
this item?
No, it's not.
It's not.
That's. It was. It's.
Okay, and then. And then item number F is your bylaws amendment, right? Or is that
right,
not?
But that's totally unrelated.
But I'm just confused. Yeah. What if these are not actually discussion of motions, what are they?
No, it's just we're just asking to move something that's already agendized up on the agenda to at the end of Arlene's report. And I asked the chair that we just take a show of hands of those who object to that will vote accordingly. Those who don't have a problem with that can so vote.
Well,
short point of order.
It seems like there's objections, so we probably need to do a real vote if we're going to vote on it. So
I mean, I think the member just called for closing debate. So if nobody else wants to speak to it, that's fine.
If you're moving the question, that's fine. Is there an objection to cutting off debate on this? Okay, I think
It would be appropriate that if a member is speaking to do anything on this board, that member takes the mic, that it is on record, and not another member speaking for a member by what he think he might have heard a member say.
Okay, good point.
Okay,
thank you. All right, so the questions have been called. Do you have a point of information or a point of order?
Well, I just have a question. If we move things, and I'm not speaking to the worthiness of it. But if we move items from one part of the agenda to another, doesn't that not mean we've got to move something?
It just moves the other things. The other things down later.
Shall we? In other words, for instance, the motion by Director Johnson, should that be moved to take the place of the items? We can't cram everything into.
Well, whatever we don't finish today, we'll continue with tomorrow, for example. So it's sort of in this sequence. But if we move things up, then other things just get delayed. unless we have a time certain, if we have like right after lunch on Sunday or whatever day it was for the death penalty resolution. Okay, so we ready to vote on this? So we're the motion. Could you repeat the motion for us, Sophia, or whoever? Or Lydia, could you repeat the motion?
Yes, the motion is to move the item in question, which was number 11, to the position of at the end of the executive director's report.
Actually, page 11, item 13E.
Oh, okay. That's it. It's very simple.
No, it's XIIIE.
Oh, sorry.
Roman numeral 13E. Yeah. Okay. You want to call the roll on that, please?
Okay,
the other objections.
Two.
Oh, actually, you know, we have an in-person meeting. We could do this. So, if nobody does, can we do a hand vote? All in favor of moving it, raise your hand.
Hold your hands up high.
I think I count nine. 11. What was it? 12. All right. All opposed to moving it, raise your hand. Six. Okay, so motion to move it passes.
Can we get the count on that, please?
It was 12 yes and 6 no.
Okay, so we'll put that after the ED report. That's today. Find it here again, sorry.
Mr. Chair, the time
yes.
is up on agenda approval.
Okay. Yes, Campbell?
Yes.
I'm sorry, you were the sec.
But can we start a meeting until it's
approved? I noticed that this next time period following the public comment is supposed to be for the report regarding the CFO's report and everything. And we just got that. I think that's on our little thumb drive here. And it seems to me in order for us to be able to engage it in a relevant fashion, we should not have to have the verbal report at the same time we get the written report. We should have at least today to, this evening, to look it over and then get the verbal so that we can ask intelligent questions. Otherwise, it's just...
Okay, do you want to propose a specific time to move something to? Or?
Yes, I would... Propose that it be moved to Saturday, and that would be following the open session on Saturday.
Following the open session?
Yes.
Object.
Okay, well, one of the reasons for having the CFO report earlier is so people would have the background before we vote on the budgets. So
we just got
the I understand. I'm just saying that was the reason. So I should let other people argue this. Ken?
Point of information. Will the CFO stipulate that the content on these thumb drives is very close to what has previously been distributed in the question of financial reports? Is the CFO here?
Where is she? I don't hear her.
I'm not sure.
She left for a moment.
And I'm sorry, Campbell. I forgot to write that down. When were you proposing to move it
Where
to?
Where is the CFO?
Tomorrow, following the first public comment session.
Saturday after public comment. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Other comments on this motion to move move this? Nia, and then Alex.
Yes, I mean, I agree with Campbell. On the coordinating committee, I had suggested that we put all the financial stuff together, grouped together. But for us to just get this now, we have to adjourn by 5:30. This is venue from 5:30 to 9 o'clock or 9:30. I'm sorry, Marcel, I forgot what you said. So that means when we get back to our rooms now, we have to study this and then make a sound decision. We need to get these things 3 days before, and we've been harping on this forever. So to get this now, I just don't see how we could do it.
Can we do it on the phone? Why can't we do it here?
And it's that phone.
Okay. So you're in favor of the motion to move it. Okay.
Wait, just one follow-up thing.
Okay.
Yes. LaVarne's not in the room.
Okay.
Alex.
Again, I object to tinkering with the agenda. Because we're going to have the CFO's report today does not mean we have to make any decisions about it today. I agree there should be some time to reflect and study the spreadsheets and so on, but I'd like to hear the CFO's report as soon as possible. And I think a lot of work went into working up this agenda, and I don't think we should just play badminton with it.
It's a couple
minutes. Okay, other comments? Let's try to not take too long, I hope, on this. Afia?
I think that the effort that went into creating the agenda is greatly appreciated, and it helps us to get where we are at this point, but it certainly should not wind up being an albatross around our necks.
Who else wants to speak on this? Tracy?
I think we're sort of confusing listening to a report with all of the financial analysis and discussion that we will have for the entire meeting. It seems to me that when you receive a report, you are better informed to look at it, evaluate it, and analyze it after you have heard what the person who is issuing the report has to say and is giving you the information to analyze and then come back with questions. I think perhaps this would be best addressed by scheduling a little bit of question and answer time later in the meeting after people have had a chance to take a look.
Okay, it sounds like you're proposing a substitute motion to leave it where it is and then also schedule a Q&A question session about the financial reports sometime later?
I think that's a better use of
okay.
time.
Okay, so when do you want to propose that to happen?
I'm flexible on it. Let me take a look at an agenda, and I'll come back with a proposal for a time. Just give me a minute.
Okay, was there a second to Tracy's substitute motion? Oh, okay, thank you, Kathy. All right, Campbell?
Now they're voting on a motion to move the ED report.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
And
Campbell.
I've dealt with financial statements for a number of years, and professionally as well as in volunteer engagements. It's always, if I've found, and most everybody I've worked with, from presidents of corporations down, to have the financials beforehand so that you can read them, analyze them, and then come up with your questions. Having a discussion about it before you actually have an opportunity to engage the financials is really a waste of time.
I'd like to be on the staff.
Okay. Kathy, and then we'll get back to Tracy again.
Okay. I was speaking a little bit earlier in jest, but I just wanted to point out that we forego, is that the right word? We didn't have board meetings in order to come together in this one meeting to deal with these financials. But we did approve two budgets on the phone, which I consider to be extremely difficult to do. So I think that it would be useful from my perspective to hear from LaVarne because, first of all, I don't have all this experience with budgets, and I need to hear it. And so from my perspective, it's hearing it that's going to help me to understand the sheets themselves. So I think that for those people who understand the paperwork, they should have the time to do that. But for those of us who need to hear it, we should have that opportunity as well.
Okay, yeah, Tracy. Well, this is kind of a point of information, too. What was the time?
Yeah,
for
just what the motion is. There are 3 hours allocated for budget approval starting tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. I do not believe that 3 hours will be required. I would suggest that we allocate 30 minutes of that to CFO follow-up, and that will give people this evening to review reports after they hear the CFO's report today.
At the beginning of tomorrow's session?
Well, it certainly seems to me that this needs to happen prior to budget approval. We don't have a three-hour chunk to move the budgets back. We can't do that.
Okay. Lydia?
Second, I have a substitute motion. I don't object to that being the questions being facilitated there, but I also think the report should be there.
What was your substitute, though? I didn't wasn't
to
clear.
To move the report to the slot that, that Tracy just designated for the questions, so there could be a report and then questions. That's
I think the idea is that people will be able to hear the report and have more time to think about and compose their questions by tomorrow morning. It was the intent of the motion. The
right.
intent of the motion was to support more time between the report and information for people to take information in, review the report on their own time, and then come with questions.
Okay.
We
need
that,
clarify,
but I have a substitute motion
to
that.
The way I see it, we have the original motion was from Campbell to move the CFL report to Saturday after public comment, and then we have a substitute from Tracy to leave it where it is but add a Q&A on financial reports the first thing Saturday. And then what Lydia just proposed sounds more like an amendment to the original motion, which is also an order, and that
that's
would be
correct.
To move the financial report to Saturday morning.
That's correct.
Okay. So you can debate any of those right now, but we can't add any more amendments. That's or substitute. That's the limit right now until we dispose of some of these.
Yes, Alex. I failed to see what the difference is between Lydia's proposed substitute motion and the original motion.
You just explained.
The original motion was to have it in the afternoon after we vote on the budgets.
Oh, okay.
And so Tracy was suggesting leave it where it is, report today, original motion, and then add in another Q&A Saturday morning after people have had a chance to review the what's on these USB drives. Right. And then Lydia's substitute was just move the whole report to that time, to Saturday morning before the budgets.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah. Okay. So, let's vote.
Mr.
Okay.
Chair.
Yes.
Because
Teresa.
Because time is up for agenda approval. Are we going to either need to ask for time or just take these?
Well,
votes?
You know, the time for agenda approvals doesn't mean a lot because
okay.
until we adopt
that's
the agenda
okay.
it's not approved. So, okay. So, can we any more discussion on this? I think we got enough information. Okay. First, let's vote on the substitute. Tracy, substitute. Can you read that again, Tracy? Or if you, whoever has it.
To add a 30-minute Q&A on the financial report heard today to the 9 a.m. to noon session tomorrow reserved for budget approval. And that would commence at 9 a.m. first thing.
Okay. Okay, are there any – now, if this is approved, this is a substitute, we still have to go back and amend – we'll still vote on the amendment to the original motion because this is a substitute, and then we'll vote on whether – which version you want, okay? So are there any objections to that substitute?
Yes.
Okay, can you call the roll then on that, Sophia?
Just
okay, you're right. All right, yeah. Show of hands. Okay, who? All in favor of Teresa substitute what you just read? Please raise your hand. I'm sorry.
Not Teresa.
Tracy, thank you.
Could I make sure that I've got this right? What we're voting on is whether we're going to have LeVar make her report this afternoon and add 30 minutes to tomorrow's financial, or take 30 minutes from tomorrow's financial discussion for questions and answers from today's report and the flash drive material that
yeah.
we've received.
So we have a chance to look stuff over like people wanted before the Q&A.
Okay, and then after, regardless how you vote on this, we're still going to go back and vote on the amendment to the Lydia's amendment to Campbell's motion.
Which is?
To do that, but to eliminate the one that, today.
Oh.
Okay, so right now we're just voting on Tracy's.
I'm sorry, point of information.
Yes,
I'm still a little bit
okay.
fuzzy. If this does not pass, then the option is to get the CFL report after we have a chance to read the afterwards, or after
I'm
we
not
vote
clear what you're
on,
asking.
Are we voting on this after we do the budget, or
yeah. we're going to decide whether the substitute be considered.
And if it fails,
yeah.
Well, if it fails, then it's not going to be considered. Then we'll go back to Campbell's motion, or with or without the amendment
which
by Lydia.
Is, again, would you restate Campbell's motion?
Campbell's is to not have the CFL report today, but instead move it to Saturday after public comment. And then Lydia's amendment was to change the time of that to first thing tomorrow, Saturday.
To part of that block.
Okay, so right now we're just voting on whether to, again, about the substitute is leave it where it is today on the agenda and also add in a Q&A first thing tomorrow. So all in favor of that substitute, please raise your hand.
Oh, cool. Sorry. I tried.
Clever.
Okay, that's not a good idea. Okay. So that's nine, because I support that.
Okay, nine yes. All opposed to that Tracy substitute, raise your hand.
So I pass.
Well, can we finish doing this vote?
Okay.
Unless it's a point of order.
Okay, so it's one.
Let's finish doing the vote. All
one,
opposed, raise your
two,
hand.
Two, three, four, five.
Six.
Who's six?
Laura?
No, she's five. One, two, three.
Raise your hand.
Five. No, you're right. Six. Seven.
So what is we voting on now?
We're voting on
Tracy substitute.
Why are you
Tracy substitute. We're voting. This is the no vote on it.
This is the no vote. Which is seven.
Okay.
It's yes, nine yes, and
seven no's.
Seven no's. Yes, I did.
Okay.
I got one, two, three, four, five, six, and it was seven.
Okay. Right. Now, okay. Now, before we vote on the two versions, we have to vote on the amendment. So the amendment, yes.
Point of order.
Yes, Ken.
I believe a substitute motion substitutes the motion. If it passes, you're done.
No, then you have to vote again on the substitute.
We have to vote on this. We have to vote on whether or not to substitute it, and we haven't voted on the amendment yet. So we need to vote on the amendment to the original motion.
That's correct.
And so the amendment, Lydia's amendment was to just move the time for the only financial report then to first thing tomorrow. So the question here is whether you want to leave it the way Campbell stated it, which was as tomorrow after public comment, or first thing tomorrow. So now we're just voting on the amendment, and then we'll have another vote on which of that or the substitutes.
Wait a minute. Can you say that again?
Yeah. Okay. Right now we're just voting on whether to amend Campbell's motion.
No. Campbell's motion is gone. It just got substituted for.
No, we haven't voted on whether to do the substitute.
That's
we voted
what
we to
just did.
We voted to approve consideration of the substitute. When when you have a substitute motion,
no,
sometimes it gets amended or whatever, and.
That's what I was saying.
You vote on whether to substitute.
We haven't voted on whether to substitute yet.
What did we vote on?
We voted on whether it be considered, I believe. Isn't that correct?
No.
We
voted on substituting.
If it's seconded, it must be considered, and then it is either substituted.
Well, I messed up then, because we should have voted in that case on the whether to do the amendment first, so that you know what you're voting on.
No, substitutes come before amendments.
Yes. Nia, sorry. Yeah, and I apologize.
Maybe I'm totally confused. Was that have the report today?
Yeah, we
I didn't know what you said.
We can even But
what was your motion?
Bill, you have a substituted motion now. We need to vote that up or down.
Okay, you're right. Okay. 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 Okay, you're right. So we have a substituted motion. We voted to make the substitute. Okay, I'm sorry if it wasn't clear. So now we need to vote whether to approve the substituted motion. So now it's either a yes vote would mean we'll do what Tracy suggested, which again is to leave alone the motion, the report today, and add in one first thing tomorrow, a Q&A session on it for 30 minutes. If you vote no, then we'll just leave it the way it is on the printed agenda.
Right.
Okay, which is nothing tomorrow on that. And the full time tomorrow morning would be on budgets. Okay, are we clear?
And the other amendment?
That's what I wasn't clear about. I thought we were going to vote on that for now first. Is that? I think we do have to vote on that separately. I know it's confusing.
You can't amend a motion.
Oh, you're right. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. You're right. We voted to substitute. Okay. So yes, we voted to substitute. So all in favor now of the substituted motion, raise your hand. The substituted motion is the one Tracy presented, which was to add in a Q&A session on finances first thing tomorrow
at
9 a.m. for 30 minutes. All in favor of that, raise your hand.
And the letter of report today.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
well, that's
tomorrow after.
Well, we're not changing that.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 yes.
Okay, and all opposed, raise your hand. One. Okay. All right. So we still have the report today, and we'll add an additional Q&A tomorrow morning. So if you don't, like Campbell's pointed out, if you need time to review the things, just save your questions for in the morning, and we'll be able to do both. Okay. Any other amendments to the agenda? Yes, Nia.
Mr. Chair.
Well, Nia,
Madam
and then
Secretary, I also had my hand up just for the record.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay, so you're two no's?
Yeah.
Was it 11 to 2?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Nia?
I'm sorry, John. I know maybe, you know.
Can we keep the side conversations down, please?
I guess I'm just a little slow today, but I'm still confused as to what happened here. But people saying what was voted on. But I was going to suggest that why don't we have Arlene give her report, since there is not that much controversy about it. And have her do hers and do the CFOs do everything tomorrow.
Well, you know, we already voted on this, I think. If we don't get to it today, that's what will happen anyway. But we left the...
Well, that's not how you do it. You vote on it, you put it there, and not put it
there. We added in an additional time for tomorrow for Q&A. So we still have the CFO report on for today. And it is time for public comments. So, can we go on? Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
I move that we approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
Okay. Any objections? Hearing none. Oh, you object, or do we need to vote?
That was clear. Are there any objections? In my hand.
Okay.
I understood that.
Okay. Is there any objections? One objection. All right. Thank you. All right. So we'll go on to the next item on the agenda. Thank you all. I asked if there were any objections. There was one objection. So, well, raise your hand. All in favor of the amended agenda, please raise your hand so we'll get a count.
Athea?
Oh, I'm sorry. What do we do? What's this vote?
In favor of the agenda as amended.
Approving the agenda.
I have 9 yes, 10, 11, 12.
Okay.
12 yes.
Opposed. How many opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4 opposed.
Okay.